Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In a previous FMT, we discussed an enigmatic medrash about a deal, an arrangement that the Yamsuf made with Hashem when it came time to split when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. After Bnei Yisrael walked through the Yamsuf on dry land, the Torah says in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Moshe stretched his hand over the sea, and Vayashav Ha'am Lifnos Boker Le'etano, and in the morning the sea returned Le'etano. Rashi Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says Le'etano comes from the word Eitan, which means strength, power. In other words, the Yam Suf returned to its original strength, back to the way it was, flowing regularly with strength. The Medrash in Breishis Rabbah, Parsha Hei Piskehei, says the word Le'etano is related to the word Tnai, which means a condition. In other words, the sea returned to its Tnai. It returned because of its Tnai. The sea returned because of the condition that it made with Hashem. Hashem made a condition with the Yam Suf during the creation of the world that the Yam Suf must split for Bnei Yisrael when Bnei Yisrael were leaving Egypt. And now, after so many years, Vayashav Ha'am Le'etano, the sea split as per its arrangement with God. And many Mefarshim ask a question on this Medrash: why did the Torah discuss this deal when the sea went back to its original state? It went back to flowing regularly as per the deal. But the deal should have been mentioned when the sea split, not now when the sea went back to flowing regularly. The Torah should have said the sea split Le'etano, not the sea returned Le'etano. This question is asked by a number of Mefarshim, and I discussed one idea in a previous FMT. If you'd like to hear that explanation, please WhatsApp me privately. For today's FMT, I'd like to ask an additional question. What is the connection between the word Le'etano, that the sea returned to its strength, to its power, and the word Tnai, the condition? I know they sound alike, but is that the only connection? And there's another question we can ask. Right after this pasuk, right after the Torah says that the sea returned to its regular flowing strength, two psukim later in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Chavtes, the Torah says, Uvnei Yisrael halchu bayabasha besoch hayam, ve'amayim lahem choma miminam umismolam. Bnei Yisrael went on dry land in the sea, and the waters were a wall to their right and to their left. But why does the Torah say Bnei Yisrael walked on dry land? The Torah just said, Vayashav ha'am le'etano. The Torah says that the sea went back to its regular flowing state. So they were no longer walking on dry land, and now we hear that they're walking on dry land? So I think the pshat of the psukim is that Bnei Yisrael were walking in dry land even while the Egyptians were drowning in the sea at that same time. However, perhaps one can suggest another answer, an explanation that can help us understand all of these questions. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. It is, of course, an absolute miracle for the sea to split. Only God can do that. And when Bnei Yisrael saw that, they were moved in remarkable, unforgettable ways. But Hashem wanted to teach Bnei Yisrael a lesson. You know what is even more remarkable? It's even more remarkable for the sea to take what it's learned from that incredible experience, for Bnei Yisrael to take what they learned from the incredible experience and apply it to life when things go back to normal. After Bnei Yisrael walked through the Yam Suf, after the Yam Suf returned Le'etano, after the Yam Suf returned to its regular flowing, that is when Bnei Yisrael really began to internalize and appreciate what happened to them. The condition, the Tnai, that the Yam Suf kept was remarkable. But it takes real strength to Vayashav Hayam Le'etano. It takes real strength and real power for the sea to return to normalcy, to return to the so-called mundane, to the so-called regular. For the sea to keep its Tnai, its deal, it took strength, Le'etano. And we can learn from that strength. Now that Bnei Yisrael were on the other side of the Yam Suf, now that they were going on with their regular lives, so to speak, specifically now, Could they look back and say, Uvnei Yisrael halchu bayabash abas ochayam? Now, in the normal, in the mundane, day-to-day, that's the true le'etano, the true strength, the true power of the sea, and the true strength and power of the experience. And we too, now that Pesach is behind us, we do not want to simply move on from Pesach. We want to take what we've learned, everything we've learned about Pesach and Matzah and Maror and Mitzrayim and Chametz and the miracles, etc., etc., etc. We want to take all that and apply it to our lives going forward to incorporate the newfound relationship we have with Hashem and the newfound appreciation for day-to-day miracles that we've learned about. That is La'itano. That is strength. We want to take all that and apply it to our normal lives. When we do that, we will realize that there's no such thing as normal lives. Have an amazing day, everyone.